Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is May 13th, 2018. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. But before we begin, an important announcement. The Astrology News Report needs some financial help to keep going. Even $10 helps, but you can donate any amount. Just click or tap on the link at the end of the video. Thanks. On Wednesday last week, Mercury changed signs, entering sidereal Aries. As soon as it did, two things happened. Mercury combined with Uranus, putting the planet of communications, information, and news reports together with the planet of surprises. And Mercury got hit by the square aspect of Mars. Mars, the planet of force, afflicting Mercury, distorts the significations of the planet of rational thinking, leading to a harmful mix of wrong thinking and impulsive decisions. There was so much headline-worthy news last week that the reporters and pundits were having trouble keeping up. The Trump world scandal du jour moved from a POTUS unilateral scuttling of the Iran nukes deal back to Stormy Daniels and her pit bull lawyer, and then on to Michael Cohen and his pay-to-play unregistered lobbying operation. Mars square Mercury is the planet of aggression and conflict and impulse at odds with the planet of communications. The result is hasty, aggressive statements that become controversial. Last week, a White House staffer, Kelly Sadler, reacted to Senator John McCain's opposition to Trump's nominee to lead the CIA with, "It doesn't matter, he's dying anyway." The media took off on this one. McCain is generally regarded as a military hero versus Trump, who never served, and now McCain is dying of brain cancer. The Mars square Mercury energy helped all hotheads express themselves. For example, the war of words between Rudy Giuliani and Michael Avenatti, the two lawyers for opposing sides in the president versus the porn star affair, duking it out on Twitter and cable news programs all week, Giuliani even calling Avenatti a pimp, and Avenatti challenging Giuliani to a debate. Giuliani declined. Mars was also throwing its malefic energy onto Uranus via the square aspect, which started on May 2nd and becomes exact during this coming week. Last week, this violence-prone combination was already manifesting. Israel accused Iran of firing rockets at the Golan Heights and responded with its own massive rocket barrage in retaliation. In the natural world, we have the ongoing volcanic eruption in Hawaii, which is continuing to worsen. The Mars square Uranus pattern is exact, or near exact, from May 14th to May 19th, indicating more violent events are likely this week. Remember, Deep Throat said, "Follow the money." And indeed, last week, more information on the finances of Trump's sketchy lawyer fixer Michael Cohen have been pointing at dark corners and dubious operations, with large amounts being paid, originating from a certain Russian oligarch linked to Vladimir Putin, ending up in Mr. Cohen's account, and even monthly payments from global companies like AT&T and Novartis during the first year of the Trump administration. Mercury is the planet of information. Uranus is the planet of sudden realization that a well-known company like AT&T should be spending big bucks trying to influence the White House is not that exceptional. We're shocked. Shocked that a multi-billion dollar corporation would try to influence the U.S. government. But having a very specific instance of it come this close to the president, well, that is a little shocking. Going back to Mr. Trump's Vedic astrology chart, we see that he does indeed have indications of sketchy financial operations in his birth chart. Jupiter is the planet that rules the fifth house of speculation and investment in a Leo rising chart, and Jupiter simultaneously represents the eighth house of finances with others. The problem is, the eighth house is also the house of secret actions, scandal, and humiliation. In his chart, Jupiter occupies Trump's second house of personal finances. So, we see this connection, which points to perhaps less than straightforward techniques of earning money. Oh yes, Mr. Trump is now, at this time in his life, in a Jupiter major period. In other words, this particular combination in his chart is activated, lit up and blinking. Another thing happening in the USA chart is Saturn, planet of harsh realities, now directly opposing the USA natal Venus and Jupiter, both of which are indicators of prosperity and financial well-being for the nation. Last week, the President of the United States took it upon himself to unilaterally withdraw from the nuclear arms deal with Iran and reimpose economic sanctions on that country. Trump's move has been widely condemned by U.S. allies, specifically the Europeans. In the USA chart, the seventh house stands for partner countries, which are now being oppressed by Saturn, the reality check planet, transiting in the USA Sagittarius ascendant. The Europeans have to decide if they will continue alone with Iran, in other words, ignore the U.S. sanctions, and thereby risk being sanctioned themselves. What's this all about? Why, oil, of course. By the way, Saturn is the astrology significator for oil. Saturn is also the planet of consequences, and when Saturn is retrograde, as it is now, it is extra strong and more malefic than usual. This action by Trump promises to have consequences that will go beyond what the president intends. And now, on a somewhat lighter side, when Mercury, the planet of rational thinking and making decisions, combines with Uranus, the planet of realization and enlightenment, sometimes we get an enlightened decision. Last week, Starbucks announced a new no restrictions bathroom policy, meaning that if you need to pee, just look for your nearest Starbucks. No need to buy coffee to qualify. And now in closing, I have a small favor to ask. It does take a lot of time, effort, and work to produce these videos, and I do live in the real world with bills to pay. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it and me going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.